This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, Senior Attending Neurosurgeon.
And I'm Dr. Alara, Research Fellow. Today we're looking at a fascinating new study from the Spine Journal, published in 2026, titled Predicting Clinically Important Difference in Lumbar Decompression Surgery, The Influence of Demographic, Clinical, and Radiographic Characteristics.
This is a topic that hits home for anyone who spends time in a spine clinic. Lumbar decompression is arguably one of the most common interventions we perform for spinal stenosis and disc herniation. Yet, as the authors point out, there is a persistent subset of patients who, despite a technically successful surgery, fail to achieve what we call a minimal clinically important difference, or MCID, in their disability scores.
Exactly, Dr. Aris. And for the residents and students listening, it's important to remember that a successful surgery in the eyes of the surgeon, meaning the nerves are free and the imaging looks great, doesn't always translate to a successful outcome for the patient's daily life. This study specifically aimed to identify predictors of MCID to help us optimize patient selection.
Right. It's about moving beyond just looking at the MRI and starting to look at the patient as a whole. The researchers categorized these predictors into three main buckets: demographic, clinical, and radiographic characteristics. Alara, let's dive into the demographic side first. What were they looking at there?
The paper looks at how factors like age and other baseline demographic markers influence the likelihood of reaching that MCID threshold. In the context of neurosurgery, we often wonder if older age or certain lifestyle factors might limit the degree of functional recovery. The study suggests that these aren't just background noise. They are critical in predicting who will actually feel a meaningful difference after we decompress those levels.
It's that classic distinction between statistical significance and clinical importance. A patient might improve by 2 points on a disability scale, which is statistically significant in a large trial. But if they don't feel any different in their day-to-day activities, we haven't reached the MCID. Now, the paper also emphasizes clinical characteristics.
Yes, and this is where it gets interesting for those of us in the clinic. The study notes that baseline disability and the specific clinical presentation, whether it's neurogenic claudication from stenosis or radiculopathy from a disc herniation, play a massive role. The authors argue that if we can identify which clinical markers correlate with failing to meet the MCID, we can have much more honest, data-driven conversations with our patients during the consent process.
I think that's a vital point for the residents listening. When you're in clinic, you're not just looking for a surgical target. You're trying to predict a trajectory. If the data shows a certain clinical profile has a low probability of hitting the MCID, perhaps we should be more conservative or manage expectations differently.
And we can't forget the radiographic characteristics. As neurosurgeons, we love the imaging. The study looks at how the severity of the stenosis or the specific features of the disc herniation on MRI influence the outcome. But the core message of the paper is that the radiographic findings shouldn't be interpreted in a vacuum. They have to be weighted alongside those demographic and clinical predictors.
It's the triangulation of data. If the radiographic findings are severe, but the clinical disability is low, the potential for reaching an MCID might actually be smaller because there's less room for improvement, what we call the ceiling effect. Conversely, if the patient has significant disability but the radiographic findings are borderline, the surgery might not be the primary driver for their improvement.
Precisely. The study concludes that by identifying these predictors, we can essentially create a roadmap for patient selection. The ultimate goal is to improve surgical outcomes by only operating on those who have a high probability of achieving a clinically important difference. It's about being more precise with our indications.
It really shifts the focus from, can we do the surgery, to, should we do the surgery for this specific patient? It's a move towards personalized spine surgery.
And for the medical students tuning in, this really highlights why research like this matters. It's not just about the technique in the OR. It's about the science of predicting who benefits most from that technique.
Well said. This study in the Spine Journal provides a much-needed framework for looking at lumbar decompression through the lens of the MCID. It reminds us that our success is ultimately measured by the patient's functional recovery, not just the post-op imaging.
Definitely a paper worth a deep dive for anyone looking to refine their clinical decision-making.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris.
And I'm Dr. Alara. We'll see you in the next episode.